Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series.
Previously on Star Trek Discovery.
Something has been happening to me.
Have you told Dr. Kolber about this?
That would put Hugh in an impossible position. It would be his duty to report the effects of my genetic manipulation. On the other hand, Starfleet finds out, his career would be ruined. Either way, I hurt him.
Nobody survives Klingon torture for 7 months. What are you doing here?
Captain of this ship. She's taking a liking to me.
Certain we can get to your ship undetected?
Laurel pushes Cornwell against an electrical panel.
Cole has managed to revive the Klingon ship of the dead and is now sharing its stealth technology. That makes your mission and Pavo Starfleet's highest priority.
We landed on Pavo. We located a transmitter that could allow Starfleet to detect the presence of cloaked Klingon vessels.
Tyler and Burnham kiss.
Like you, we seek harmony. With your help and our technology, we can put an end to this conflict.
The transmitter is now sending out a new signal limited to two subspace bands, ours and the Klingon.
Captain, long-range sensors have detected an incoming Klingon vessel.
Can you identify what it is?
It's the ship of the dead, sir.
Pavans have no means to protect themselves. We're the Pavans' only line of defense.
Cut to black. The Discovery orbits Pavo. On the bridge, a hologram of Admiral Terrell.
We have ordered all active starships back behind Federation lines. Retreat, Captain, that is in order.
And with the ship of the dead on the way here.
Yes. General Cole's next strategic move will be to destroy the transmitter, thus eliminating any chance of the Federation gaining an upper hand. But we cannot risk losing the Discovery over this.
Need I remind you, the Klingons don't take threats lightly. By seeming to align themselves with us, the Pavans just became one. And that ship can and will destroy an entire planet in a blink of an eye.
Your mission to Pavo was to give us the advantage we sorely needed, but that mission failed. We have gathered the top scientific minds to devise a solution to crack the invisibility screens that cloak the Klingon warships. Within the safety of Federation space, your crew is to join the effort.
You want me to run from a fight and leave a peaceful species to face annihilation?
I'm sorry. But the logic is clear. You will jump to Starbase 46. Immediately.
Lieutenant Dimmer, set a course for Starbase 46. Warp 5.
Yes, Captain.
Sir, the Pavans are more vulnerable than Admiral Terrell could possibly understand. Please. If I could only speak with him and relay my experience with their peace-loving species.
At this speed, they'll be expecting us in 3 hours at Starbase 46. That's why we're warping and not using the spore drive.
I have no intention of reaching our destination. But if you're planning on disobeying a direct order, best not to advertise the fact.
So, y'all heard the panicked Admiral?
Starfleet is tired of fighting the Klingon cloaking devices and losing, so am I. We have just under 3 hours. Find a solution. If we can, we jump back. Defend Pavo. If we can't...
Lorca holds his hands out and nods.
Let's get to it. Lieutenant Stamets.
I'm gonna need some reasonable explanation for Starfleet as to why we're currently not using the spore drive. I understand you've had some trouble with your interface upgrades.
Now that you mention it, has been a little itchy.
That's unfortunate. Get down to Medical Bay, get a full examination.
Is that completely necessary, sir?
It's obligatory. I want Dr. Kolber to run every single test possible.
We need the data trail.
Stamets furrows his brow. Designs for the saucer section of a starship are sketched out. Starring Sonequa Martin-Green. The body and warp drives are added. It becomes three-dimensional. Doug Jones. Shahzad Latif. Details are added. Anthony Rapp. Mary Wiseman. The drawing flies over a planet's surface. And Jason Isaacs. The bottom of a face. An eye looks at a spinning sphere. Casting by Marjorie Simpkin, CSA. Orly Sidowitz, CSA. Sketches of a spacesuit. Music and theme by Jeff Rousseau. Costume designer, Gersha Phillips. Visual effects supervisor, Jason Zimmerman. Edited by John Dudkowski, ACE. Production designer, Tamara Deverell. Director of Photography, Glenn Keenan, CSC. Consulting Producer, Nicholas Mayer. Consulting Producer, Craig Sweeney. Executive Producer, Brian Fuller. Executive Producers, Eugene Roddenberry, Trevor Roth. Executive Producer, Akiva Goldsman. Executive Producer, Heather Caden. Executive Producers, Gretchen J. Berg, Aaron Harberts. Executive Producer, Alex Kurtzman. Star Trek Discovery. Based upon Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Created by Brian Fuller and Alex Kurtzman. Written by Bo Yan Kim and Erica Lippold. Directed by Chris Byrne. The Discovery warps through space.
2 hours before we arrive at the starbase, less than that probably before the Klingons arrive at Pavo. Tell me you have a solution.
Currently, we suspect the Klingon cloak generates a massive gravitational field, one that bends light and other electromagnetic waves around the ship.
Essentially rendering it undetectable to our sensors.
But the cloak has small imperfections. So what appears like background EM radiation actually contains near imperceptible shifts that correlate to the cloak's gravitational field.
If we can determine the exact relationship between the two, we could develop an algorithm to expose any invisible ship's position.
The imperfections are infinitesimal. How do we detect them?
Burnham looks to Saru.
By placing sensors on board the Klingon ship to relay data back to Discovery.
On the ship, with a boarding party.
One that has to physically beam over.
All right, how do we get our people there?
Klingons know that Discovery's a valuable target. And we use it as bait to draw their flagship away from Pavo. They have to drop the cloak to engage us in battle.
Their shields and weapons are offline when they're invisible, so that gives us a small window to beam over after the cloak is down, but before their shields go up.
The team on board the Klingon ship will install two sensors. Every time it cloaks, we gather readings.
There is a problem, though, sir. It will take time to gather sufficient data.
How much time?
Days.
Well, we don't have days. But we do have a spore drive. Gentlemen.
In sick bay.
Starfleet Brass is awaiting a full report on the lieutenant's condition.
Well, you wanted evidence of an issue with your navigator. You've gotten more than you've asked for. Lieutenant Stamets' scans show a restructuring of the tracks within the white matter of his medial temporal lobe.
Have you experienced any side effects as a consequence of that?
No, Captain.
Okay.
Well, I'm not ready to play roulette with his brain.
Duly noted, Doctor. Send the report directly to me.
Captain.
To me, Doctor, and I shall read it.
Lieutenant, follow me.
Stamets glances at Culber before following Lorca. Culber stares after them. In Lorca's ready room.
You want me to make 133 jumps?
Micro jumps. Each one performed in rapid succession will provide a three-dimensional snapshot of the cloaked Klingon ship's position. The readings will be received from every necessary vector in under 4 minutes.
That will give us the data to calculate the algorithm, but it'll take time to compute something that complex.
I have faith in Mr. Saru.
Captain, there has to be another way. You have...
I wish there were. I wish I didn't have to ask you to make this sacrifice, but the Klingons won't stop until they've destroyed everything in their path. Everyone. And we can't stop them without the spore drive. Without you.
But you're asking us to use the drive in ways we've never conceived of. The spore delivery system isn't configured to handle the amount of volume that would be required.
And that's going to stop you? I don't think so.
I know what drives you, Lieutenant.
You're not just a scientist. You're an explorer. You could have stayed in a lab on Earth, but you chose to go where no one has gone before. Let me show you something.
Lorca pulls up a holographic display.
You've been accumulating this data from my jumps the whole time? And these scattered pockets of negative mass, they could indicate alternative parallel universes connected to the mycelial network. And with more jumps, we could find a pattern, perhaps even the coordinates to reach them.
Stamets' eyes widen.
You showed me this invention could take us to places we never dreamed we could reach. Places far beyond our preconceptions of time and space.
Captain, I didn't know you cared.
We have to win this war. But then...
then the journey continues.
Lorca nods.
If we can save Paavo, defeat the Klingons, and do all this, 133 jumps it is.
Stamets nods. Lorca returns the nod. On the bridge.
Lieutenant Tyler, prep a boarding party for the Klingon ship. Two people in and out.
I recommend Specialist Burnham accompany me, sir.
Out of the question. It's too dangerous.
The effectiveness of our sensors depends on their placement at the points closest to the Klingon vessel's stern and bow. But their bridge is roughly four times the size of any Federation ship. I've been there. Only one location will work. Lieutenant Tyler doesn't know how to access it. I do.
Then you'll tell someone else where it is. You're not going.
Sir, you offered me a place on this ship.
And now I'm ordering you to stay. That understood?
You are the captain, but you are not using the full resources to ensure the success of your mission. There is no logic to your thinking. Unless this is about me.
Lorca cocks his head.
I'm here on borrowed time. When you asked me to stay, it was to help you win this war. Given the time I spent on that Klingon vessel, I'm the most qualified crew member to place those sensors. Otherwise, I have no purpose here.
Lorca exchanges a glance with Saru. Lorca turns back and nods to Burnham.
Fine. Execute the mission as ordered and get back here safely.
Thank you, Captain.
She and Tyler leave. Lorca glances down. Numbers on red circles move in front of Stamets. Tilly prepares a spore canister. Culber drops a tablet on a table.
I know better than to ask you not to do this, but I will ask you to allow me to take precautions.
I'm so glad he finally told you about the side effects.
Side effects?
Oh my God, I'm sorry, I just assumed.
No, it's okay, Tilly. I'm sure the lieutenant has a good explanation for keeping that a secret.
Hugh.
There's no time. This cuff will let me treat you while you're in the chamber.
Stamets looks at Tilly. She gives a small shake of her head and mouths, sorry. He walks into the chamber.
We are about to face the most difficult challenge we have ever attempted. Today, we stare down the bow at the ship of the dead. The very same ship that took thousands of our own in the Battle of the Binary Stars. When I took command of this vessel, you were a crew of polite scientists. Now, I look at you, and you are fierce warriors all. No other Federation vessel would have a chance of pulling this off. Just us. Because mark my words, you will look back proudly and tell the world you were there the day the USS Discovery saved Paavo and ended the Klingon War.
Sir, long-range sensors have detected the power signature of a cloaked Klingon vessel entering Paavo's orbit.
Lorca stares at the view screen.
Transporter room, stand by.
Black alert!
Black alert.
Let's jump back to Paavo.
A Klingon hand grips a Starfleet badge.
My lord, it's the USS Discovery. They've appeared in orbit around Paavo. Their weapons are online. So, Starfleet sends their most prized enchanted vessel to defend the planet alone. The humans are fools. Prepare to draw cloak and fire. We will storm her decks, execute her crew, and take her storied weapon for our own. We will destroy this hideous planet Paavo and its transmitter. This war will be ours.
The Discovery orbits Paavo. The ship of the dead uncloaks in front of Discovery. In the transporter room, Tyler and Burnham step onto the transporter pad.
These pattern simulators will mask her human life signs.
They crouch.
Locking on. Got it.
They raise their phasers as they beam out.
Sir, Lieutenant Tyler and Specialist Burnham have successfully beamed aboard the Klingon vessel.
Excellent. Dammer, basic pattern lambda 10.
Let's keep the Klingons engaged so the Burnham pilot can plant those sensors.
It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
The Discovery gets hit with Klingon blasts. It turns away and evades. On the ship of the dead.
Clear.
Pattern simulators are online. Our life signs are masked as Klingon.
She holds up a device with a diagram of the ship.
First drop point is 600 meters this way.
Let's get moving.
They enter a dark room. Lights on their vests illuminate the dark. Burnham crouches and scans. Tyler hands her a breadbox-sized sensor.
Uplink to Discovery established.
Which way to the bridge?
A map highlights a path.
Out this door, down that passage.
One down, one to go.
The sensor blinks, a waiting second sensor. They rush through a corridor, vest lights off. Burnham stands against a wall. She motions to Tyler.
I'm detecting a human life sign on board.
None of our intel in General Cole pointed to a potential Federation prisoner.
If we have a chance to rescue one of our people, we have to take it.
Burnham, we can't deviate from the mission.
The life sign isn't far from the bridge, just on the opposite side. It might even provide us a location to wait out the jumps. I have to bring everyone home.
He nods.
Mm-hmm.
She lifts her phaser and walks to a door.
You have 60 seconds to crack that, or we proceed to the bridge.
Burnham taps a control panel by a door.
Let me try.
She looks at him. He grabs a knife.
Hi. Spent 7 months in a Klingon prison?
He tears the control panel off and cuts the controls. The door unlocks. Tyler pushes it open. Burnham follows her scanner to Cornwell's body. She rolls Cornwell over.
Admiral.
Laurel sits, injured, against the wall near the pile of dead Klingons. Tyler lifts his phaser and walks to her. She lifts her head. Burnham removes a hypo spray and presses it to Cornwell's neck. Tyler keeps the phaser trained on Laurel. Laurel rises and walks slowly toward Tyler.
It's you.
Flashes. A spinning blade. Blood flowing. Tyler tied up. Klingons leaning over him. Tyler screaming. Tyler's eyes widen. Cornwell gasps.
Admiral, I'm Specialist Burnham. Can you move?
I can't feel my legs.
Burnham props Cornwell against a wall, then turns toward Tyler.
Tyler!
Sweat drips down Tyler's face. He shakes. Laurel continues to approach. Burnham shoots Laurel. She falls. Tyler collapses.
Tyler!
Burnham rushes to him.
Here. I'm here. I'm here. Here, come on.
Is he injured?
He was a victim of Klingon torture.
State your mission, Specialist Burnham.
Captain Lorca dispatched us to install sensors aboard this ship so we could break the Klingon cloak.
I've treated patients with PTSD symptoms.
He's in shock.
He's not going to be of any help to you anytime soon.
Tyler stares off, flinching. Burnham nods.
I have to make it to the bridge.
You're leaving me?
I don't have a choice. Here.
Burnham gives Cornwell a phaser.
Discovery will beam us out when the time comes.
She moves to Tyler and unzips his vest.
Tyler, can you hear me? I'm gonna see this mission through. I meant what I said. Everybody comes home.
Tyler continues to flinch. Burnham looks at Cornwell. Cornwell sighs. Burnham pushes her way through the heavy doors and shuts them behind her. Shots fire at Discovery. Cole looks out the Ship of the Dead's bridge viewport.
Sharper, anticipate her moves.
On a lower level of the bridge, Burnham hides behind a pillar. She removes the second sensor. Tripod legs flip out from below. She sets it down on the ornate floor.
Uplink to Discovery established.
It glows and spins. On the Discovery.
Captain, the second sensor is online. Standing by to receive data as soon as the Klingon vessel closes.
Then let's make it happen.
Black alert.
Black alert.
Mr. Reese, be ready to fire the torpedoes when we come out of the jump.
Alert.
Remember, our people are on board, but just a scratch.
Aye, Captain.
Let's give them a little taste of what the Discovery's capable of.
Cole stares as the Discovery jumps away from a shot.
What is it doing?
What is it doing? My lord, the Federation ship has vanished without a trace.
Burnham listens on her communicator. The Discovery appears and fires at the Ship of the Dead before jumping again. Discovery jumps back twice more and fires. Cole staggers.
So, this is Discovery's fabled power. Cloak us at once.
Burnham shakes her head with a small smile. The sensor spins. The Ship of the Dead cloaks.
Captain, the Ship of the Dead is cloaking.
Right on schedule.
The sensors are transmitting the cloaking frequency.
Commence jump sequence.
Engaging sport drive jumps. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I love you.
Colbert turns wide-eyed to Stamets.
Go!
Stamets winces. The Discovery appears and disappears around the Ship of the Dead. Lorca watches the view screen. Tilly grabs another spore canister. Colbert stares into the chamber.
The sensors have begun transmitting the data. Keep it up, Mr. Stamets. Just finish the jumps and we'll have what we need.
Stamets flails. Tilly types rapidly.
Heart rate is at 182. Tilly, how many jumps do we have left?
96 more.
Colbert watches Stamets twitch. On the Ship of the Dead.
You need to focus on my voice. You're safe. Burnham will return shortly.
What you are experiencing are the effects of past trauma.
I know it doesn't feel like that, believe me. What you're seeing is just a memory. You are right here with me.
Stop.
They didn't break you then, so they are not gonna break you now.
Normal breath in. Slow breath out.
Good. Keep that up.
Discovery jumps around the Ship of the Dead. Stamets winces.
Jump 59.
His eyes widen.
Jump 60.
He squeezes his eyes shut.
Jump 61.
Tilly exchanges a glance with a crew member.
Jump 62.
A scan of Stamets' body.
How are we doing, Lieutenant?
Stamets looks past Colbert.
There's a clearing in the forest. That's how they go.
Jump 63.
Engineering to bridge. We have to abort.
We have 70 jumps left, Doctor.
His sinoatrial node is firing at over 200 per minute.
Call it off! Now!
You do whatever you have to do. You keep him alive till he finishes the jumps. Trillions of lives are at stake here.
64.
That's an order, Doctor. Administering digoxin. 2.4 cc's.
Colbert puts his hand on the chamber.
I love you too.
Jump 65.
Tilly's eyes shine. A computer readout. Jump 66. Jump 67. on the ship of the dead.
Sentry report signs of possible sabotage.
Sector 37, near the burial chamber.
Rell, she must have escaped.
Find her!
You cut off her legs. She will be dealt with after we leave this place.
Engage the warp drive.
My lord, this display from the Starfleet ship is part of a ruse, and I do not intend to let myself be fooled.
Engage the warp drive.
Burnham shoots two Klingons.
General Cole, I wish to talk.
Who is that?
Cole holds up his hand.
You speak Klingon. Show yourself.
Burnham steps out from behind the pillar, hands raised.
This device is a universal translator, an example of human ingenuity.
All I see is another attempt by humanity to rob us of our identity.
It's proof of our desire to communicate.
Is that why you're here on my ship, Starfleet intruder?
You are Cole. You took T'Kuvma's place.
Cole rubs the Starfleet badge. He glances down at it.
And have you come here to take the place of the human that this belongs to? Because I see that it holds value to you. Well, it makes for a useful object to pick my teeth.
I thought Klingons were honorable.
As if you understand honor.
Where is the honor of taking a ship that doesn't belong to you? You had no hand in the battle that caused this war. You were not here when T'Kuvma fell.
And how would you know such things?
Because I was here. I'm the one who killed T'Kuvma.
In the room of the dead, Cornwell looks up.
Lieutenant, we're about to have company.
Tyler's head lolls.
Tyler, there's only so much I can do when I can't move my legs.
She holds up her phaser. Tyler's face is covered in sweat. The door opens. Two Klingons walk in. She fires. The Klingons jump aside. One continues around a pillar. She fires again. The Klingon falls. The other ducks behind the door.
Oh, God, get up! Burnham is in danger, and she needs your help!
Tyler twitches. Flashes. A Klingon wields a saw. Cornwell continues to fire. Tyler and Burnham kiss. The Klingon by the door fires into the chamber. Tyler pushes Cornwell down and crawls to his phaser. He shoots the Klingon. The Klingon disintegrates. Tyler staggers to his feet and closes the door.
You killed T'Kuvma.
Cole looks at the badge. Giorgio Philippa.
Then this belonged to your captain.
Her name was Captain Philippa Giorgio. I regret that my actions that day have locked our people into this war.
While I thank you for it, my rise to power would not be possible if not for the assassination of T'Kuvma. Lock her up. Once I return with the slayer of their messiah, what remains of T'Kuvma's torch-bearing fools will have no choice but to fall in line.
If you are to capture me, then prove your worth. T'Kuvma defeated the woman whom that belonged to. Do me the same honor.
Cole slaps the badge onto his uniform. He tosses a blade to Burnham. She grabs the blade, and he holds his blade out.
I accept your challenge, human.
Burnham runs at him, swinging her blade. He blocks. He swings. She blocks. He kicks her in the stomach. She rolls across the floor, losing her blade. She stands, gripping her stomach. She shakes her head. She charges at him. The Discovery jumps.
3, 2, 1.
Jump protocol complete.
Number one, how's head algorithm coming?
Computer estimates 5 minutes until data analysis is complete and we're able to break through the cloak.
We're sitting ducks.
Captain, I suggest jumping to safety until the cloak has been penetrated.
Why aren't they firing? They're thinking you're bleeding. I would.
We're not going anywhere. So we have Burnham and Tyler back.
Cole swings his blade at Burnham's head. She dodges. He swings. She blocks and grabs his arm. She strikes forward. Cole staggers back. He charges forward. He grips her neck.
Your death will secure my place as absolute ruler of the Klingon Empire.
He pushes her, bringing his blade down. She ducks away. He swings. She blocks with her arm. He swipes his blade across her arm. She falls. Her arm bleeds. He brings his blade down. She swings her leg into his stomach. She stabs her blade into his leg.
Captain, I've got it. The algorithm is ready. We have their cloaking signature. Transferring to transporter room control.
Bring him home, number one.
Locking on. Discovery to Tyler. Ready to transport.
Tyler's Discovery. I have two to transport. Burnham's on the bridge.
Confirmed. We'll pull you in first.
I'm gonna get you out of here.
Laurel stands. Hands slide the transporter controls up. Laurel grabs Tyler around the back and is transported.
Is victory to be mine so easily?
Cole brings his blade down. Burnham retreats.
Specialist Burnham, prepare to transport.
No, it's not. And neither is this.
She grabs his arm. She grabs Georgiou's badge and jumps off the edge of the Klingon bridge's upper deck. She transports midair.
Sir, Lieutenant Tyler and Specialist Burnham are safely back aboard, along with Admiral Cornwell, who's been injured, and a Klingon prisoner who's been taken into custody.
Next surprise. All right, load all available photon torpedoes. Target the enemy ship.
Target acquired, sir. We can't see them.
Lorca injects his eyes.
And fire.
Cole stands in front of the viewport as torpedoes hit the ship of the dead. The viewport cracks. Fire overtakes the bridge. On the Discovery, light bathes the bridge. Lorca stares into it. Burnham, nose bloodied, and Tyler walk onto the bridge. Lorca gives them a nod. Tyler leaves. Saru nods at Burnham. Burnham lowers her gaze with a small smile. She holds Georgiou's badge. She turns around and sees Tyler's gone.
Admiral Cornwell's emergency medical shuttle has successfully arrived at Starbase 88. She is currently undergoing surgery. I am told she should make a total recovery.
Excellent news. Make sure to send her my best. Planet of Pavo is safe. The cloak-breaking algorithm is being refined for fleet-wide use as we speak. And will be transmitted on a secure channel to you in just under 11 hours.
The sooner the better. There are reports of cloaked Klingon vessels advancing on our borders and on you. The war is not won yet, but you have increased the likelihood of a victory for Starfleet, despite your unorthodox methods.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Now it is time for Discovery to return to safety. Report to Starbase 46. You will find that your accomplishments have not gone unnoticed. Starfleet Command would like to award you with the Legion of Honor. I look forward to congratulating you in person.
Transmission ended.
Lorca leans on his desk, holding a fortune cookie.
Cadet Decker, please report to the ready room.
In a corridor, Burnham walks to a door. Tyler stands in his quarters.
Looks like you cleaned up nicely.
Dr. Culber.
You want to come in?
She enters.
is gone. The ship of the dead. The planet of Pavo is safe. We did that.
No, you did that. So thank you for not giving up on me back there.
I need to know something. You put on a facade, like everything that's happened to you just washes off. I actually envied that about you. But when you saw that Klingon, who is she to you?
He walks over to his couch and sits. He looks up at her.
I think you already know.
She sits next to him on the couch.
You're a prisoner.
Yeah. Her name is Laurel. She's the reason I've had nightmares every night since the day Captain Lorca and I fled her ship. She's also the only reason I'm still alive. 227 days. But it only took one of them to realize I wasn't gonna make it out alive. Not unless I made a choice.
He rubs his knuckles.
What did you do?
I survived. That Klingon was more than just my captor. She was my torturer. One who took a particular interest in me. And I saw a way out. Way to live past day one, day 10, day 20, day 97. I encouraged it. Her sick affections, her obsession with me, because if I hadn't, I'd be dead like all the others. And I got out. I get to keep living my life. And the thing is, if none of that had happened, I wouldn't be here on this ship with you. And that almost makes it worth it. Is that rude?
No.
She hugs him and grasps his hand.
I'm glad you're here too. You get to live your life. Well, you deserve to. Not at war.
Tears roll down her cheek.
But at peace.
I found peace. Right here.
They kiss. The ship orbits Pavo, that reflects in the pupil of Stamets' eye. Lorca approaches.
They wanted to give me a medal for leading the mission, saving Pavo, if you can believe the irony. I told them to give it to you.
That's, not necessary, sir.
You made the jumps, you risked everything. None of it would have been possible without you. You did it so well, the Klingons are on their way, hell-bent on revenge. I wish we could stay and fight. But Starfleet wants us back at Starbase 46.
Do you need me to jump?
No, I would never ask that of you. You've done enough. We'll warp to Starbase 46. We'll be fine.
The Klingons. I'll do one more jump to get the crew back to safety. They've risked enough already.
If you're sure.
Stamets nods.
Thank you. We're gonna win this war on account of you, Mr. Stamets. After this, it's a whole new chapter for Discovery. You've opened the door to a whole new era of exploration. The data provided by the microjumps will push us closer than we've ever been before to understanding the mysteries of the universe.
No, Captain, I mean only one more jump. After we get back, I'm done. Traveling the mycelial network is like commingling with the most abstruse blips of our celestial existence. I've seen these stars through a lens no one else has access to, and that has to be enough for me. Because I need Starfleet's best doctors to examine my condition and figure out what's been happening to me.
Lorca nods.
One last jump, then. You've served the Federation honorably, Lieutenant.
Well, I'll always have you to thank for the view.
You ready?
Stamets nods. They leave. Tyler sleeps. Flashes. Shapes under sheets. A hand on a Klingon back. Tyler's lying on his back. A naked Klingon woman writhes on top of Tyler in a bed. She throws her head back. Tyler sits up, sweating. Burnham sleeps next to him on his couch. He glances over to her and rises. In the brig, Tyler approaches Laurel's cell. He falls to his knees in front of her cell.
What did you do to me?
Do not worry. I will never let them hurt you.
Command stations. Command stations.
Soon.
Tyler runs from the room. Laurel watches him go. In engineering, Kolber stares at the spore chamber. Stamets grabs him and kisses him.
Mr. Stamets, shall we dock this weary vessel?
Yes, Captain.
Stamets looks at Kolber.
There is a moon near Starbase 46, and I understand they have the most esteemed Cassilian opera house, where they are currently performing La Boheme. I could be your date.
Kolber smiles.
Are you saying you'll actually sit through that with me?
Just this jump. And then I'm going to have a lot of free time on my hands.
Kolber rubs Stamets' neck. Stamets walks to the chamber and opens the door. He turns and grins. Kolber watches him. A navigation control console rises.
Let's go home.
Spores fill the chamber. Kolber crosses his arms. Stamets sits in the chamber. The ship lurches and darkens. It spins and drops. Icicles form on the spore chamber. The lights come up. The bridge crew looks around.
Talk to me, cadet.
The computer is reading it as an incomplete navigation sequence.
Burnham sits up in Tyler's quarters. Stamets stumbles from the chamber. He collapses. Tilly and Kolber run to him. Kolber turns him over. Stamets twitches.
He's crashing. I'm detecting white matter hyperintensity.
What's wrong with him? What's happening to his eyes?
So many.
Stamets' eyes are pure white.
I can see them all. Infinite permutations. It's magnificent.
Paul!
Ship-wide status.
Some structural damage, but all systems are holding.
The view screen flickers.
Mr. Saru?
Lorca rises.
What am I looking at?
I'm not quite sure. But I'm unable to confirm our position using standard procedures. Sensors are going haywire.
Where is our star base?
Not where it should be.
Is that Klingon wreckage surrounding us?
Captain, I'm afraid I don't know where we are.
Lorca furrows his brows and stares at the view screen. The space around the Discovery is filled with debris from other vessels. Associate producer, Dana N. Wilson. Guest starring, Jane Brooke, Mary Chifo, Wilson Cruz, Kenneth Mitchell. Sound designer, Tim Farrell. Secret Hideout, Roddenberry Entertainment, Living Dead Guy, CBS All Access Originals, CBS Television Studios. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.